This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Don't forget to buy those tickets for the All-Day Outlook. WillAg.org, 800-898-1065. It's next Tuesday. The cost is just $30. We're now joined by Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, let's get right to it. In Argentina, I'd like to know where they stand from your perspective today.
Well, I don't think their rainfall forecast could get any worse than where it is right now. The only question is, how much damage is being done, and is it too late? If you look at rainfall since February 1st, we just went through the driest February on record for their soybeans, and those records go back to 1980. Now, if we start to isolate out the first 15 days of March, we can see that the driest period on record had about a half of an inch of rain, while the number five driest period had 1.5 inches of rain. So we need widespread rainfall of 1.5 inches over the next 2 weeks, not to be among the driest five since 1980. The way the forecast looks right now, we're not going to be anywhere near 1.5 inches of rain. There'll be a couple of thunderstorms here and there through Saturday. Most areas stay dry. A couple more thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. That's one of the better chances. But Todd, we have to keep in mind that we do not have any humidity out there because of the lack of soil moisture. That brings us into next week. Next week, we do have a strong system that will move on through. That happens next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, so about 7 to 10 days from now. But with that system, once again, a lack of humidity is going to remain a concern. And after that system goes by, it will turn a lot cooler, and that's because it's the first autumnal type of storm system. Think of what we have sometimes in August or September. You sometimes get a big cool front to move through, and then all of a sudden, you can tell the fall is here. That's kind of what's going to happen there in about 10 days.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch that. Come here to the United States. Wheat futures have been rallying sharply. This is because the dryness continues in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, I suppose, Kansas, some of those hard red winter wheat growing regions. What do you hear from there?
Well, on that side of things, we have a little bit of a different perspective, at least as far as soil moisture goes. Now, if you go back to the beginning of January, the coverage of agricultural drought, which we would define as dryness over the last 90 days, was about as high as it had been at any point in our records that go back to 2011. So 7-8 weeks ago, the coverage of dryness was impressive. But there's been a lot of rain and snow since then, across a big chunk of the central U.S. The only area that's missed has been the southern half of Kansas and points on to the south through western Oklahoma and western Texas. Our proprietary application shows us that about 33% of U.S. hard red winter wheat production is still unusually dry, having received less than half of its normal rainfall over the last 90 days. So that drought has shrunk, but it's still sticking around the key area in the Southwest Plains. Going forward, we do have a lot of chances for rain and snow in most of the central U.S., except for that one area. Best chances are always just outside that region. But keep this in mind too, Todd. Normally, we don't start to see rains and snows showing up in at least an appreciable fashion in the Southwest Plains until mid-March and later. So dryness right now is not that unusual, but it is unusual how dry it was throughout a majority of this winter. We're going to need rain coming up. There's not much on the near-term horizon, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
And apparently you believe there are some problems in Europe that we need to discuss today as well?
Well, certainly in parts of Europe. It's been very wet there for a majority of the last 90 days, and now we're throwing a whole bunch of rain on some of these areas once again. One of the areas that actually missed out on most of the rain throughout the winter was Spain. But over the next couple of weeks, Spain is going to be hit repeatedly by heavy rain events, and it should lead to some pretty significant flooding in Spain and parts of Portugal, Portugal not being a very important grain and oilseed area, though they do have other crops. Some of that wetness extends into France, Italy, even the UK. So rainfall will be an issue going forward, but kind of like in the US, Todd, it's a little early here. Generally, weather in all these different areas is dominated by what happens 4, 6, 8 weeks from now, as opposed to today.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago.